Hallelujah. We made it, everybody. It is Friday, November 16th on the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Dave here, and I am not recording this from my car on the side of 76, despite what you may think. I did make it home yesterday. It took 4.5 hours, but I did it. And if this podcast intro resembled that commute home yesterday, I'd be gabbing at you for another 6 minutes, but I'm not going to make that the case. We had enough for one day. It's another gross commute into work today, but hopefully you made that as well. And we have the entire weekend to look forward to, sitting on our asses indoors, drinking, relaxing, and going nowhere. Maybe I'm speaking for myself, but I would highly recommend that diet to you this weekend. Looking forward to it. And also the daily podcast here for you. That's why you're here. Let me tell you what's in store. We had a bunch of interviews today. We started things out with David Fry from the National Dog Show. He visited us in studio as he usually does. We heard about some fancy and rather disgusting Thanksgiving ice cream. We told the story of one of my adventures on my way home yesterday, which involved a massive camel toe, which was holding things up. Gino Bisconte joined us with his Eagles pick for the weekend, and comedian Bobby Collins also joined the mix today, and we had a rather entertaining chat with him. So here we go. We got the snow tires on. We're ready. We've got plenty of traction to make it through. So let's do that right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
What should have been the theme song for yesterday, on every road you were on, Jesus. You ain't seen nothing yet.
What happened?
You know what happened? The world went into a damn panic. It went into a complete panic. And then there's a lot of stupid drivers. I mean, when you know that you've got a car that's not good in the snow, why are you going on roads with hills? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, I'm driving a front-wheel drive four-cylinder, though. Uh-huh. I made it fine.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, but you
after
were
four
also,
and a half hours.
You were also on flat roads.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm on now. Belmont.
Yeah, yeah.
Belmont. Roller coaster.
Right. Belmont was insane yesterday. It was absolutely insane.
Steve and I made it home at 4:30 each.
For those that don't understand where we're talking about, I mean, from where the station is to where the first traffic light is at most half a mile.
Yeah.
Right? Took me 20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes.
It didn't matter where you were. Yeah. It was a parking lot everywhere.
It was hell.
Take your commute times by four. That's pretty much how you got
exactly.
home.
Exactly. At a 6 mile ride, it took me an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah. It takes me a half an hour to get home, right, maybe with traffic. Right. And I got home at 4:30. I left here at 12:15.
Wow.
But you did us a solid.
I did have
got some. You did. You needed to pick
trinkets,
up some prizes.
Yeah, for the listeners.
All right. So, well, we've got a whole bunch of radio program ahead of you. A lot of guests today. David Fry from the National Dog Show is going to stop by, as he always does. This weekend, they're filming the National Dog Show out in Oaks, and you could be part of that. We'll give you more details later on. Gino will be here with his pick on the Eagles game.
Take the Saints.
I'm hoping he's taking the Saints.
Please.
Because it's gone the opposite way for everything he's picked so far. So please, take the Saints, Gino.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Thanksgiving upon us, which means the National Dog Show is going to be happening. It happens right here in Philadelphia, the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. And joining us from the National Dog Show is our buddy who stops by each and every year. David Fry is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
It's good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. This is a big show. This is the Philadelphia Kennel Club. It's a bench show, so you can go and meet all the dogs before the events start. Is the best of show on Saturday as well? Is the whole thing done in one day?
There's four separate shows that are going on out there for you people in town. You can come out and watch the show any day. The one that we tape for television is on Saturday.
All right.
And then it airs on Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day. I've been getting some press releases. They're talking about two dogs. One of them is the Brussels Griffon Von Dien. Am I getting that right?
No, you got part of it right.
You got part of it right?
The Grand Basse Griffon Von Dien.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Excuse me?
I said the name on TV once, and I said my high school French teacher would be proud of me, and that's like 35, 40 years ago or more. And I'll be darned if the next day I don't get a Facebook post from Mrs. Bach. David, comment allez-vous? It's It's a great thing that dogs do to bring us all together.
Now that I got that dog wrong, the other dog that's going to be there, I will hurt myself if I try to pronounce that. I'm sorry. It's got to be from some Eastern European or Nordic country because there are too many consonants.
They're from Holland.
And they're from Holland? Dutch. Okay, all right.
And me being able to say these names readily and easily keeps me employed. So okay. Don't get too good at it. Don't all practice too much. It's the Nederlandse Kuikerhondje.
See?
Wow.
Nederlandse is from the Netherlands, of course, Dutch.
All right, sure.
The Kuikerhondje. The Kuiker is actually the person who directs the dog, and the Hondje is the Dutch dog. For dog. The
what do they call that dog's poop?
You know, that's a great question. I've never been asked that one. All these interviews that I do, I've never been asked that question. It all comes in a blue plastic bag, though, and it's all over. But that's a duck tolling retriever. They lure ducks down a canal into a netted trap, and it used to be to capture them to take them to market. But now, thank God, they are taking these ducks and banding them and releasing them and using them for wetlands research and conservation.
That's great.
So it's a very nice time.
So what time does this start on Saturday?
Starts early. If you get there by 8 o'clock, we'll have judging going by then. Mm-hmm. There's almost 2,000 dogs entered.
Whew, wow.
192 different breeds. There's 204 breeds and varieties eligible. We've got 192 of them, which is pretty darn good.
All right, now, people should know that they're not going to sit through all of those dogs.
No. We've got like 15 different rings going on where the breed judging goes on. The judging's at three different levels. At the breed competition, where all the dogs of the same breed compete first, one of them is picked to be best of breed for that breed, and that dog advances into the group. That's 192 of those breeds. Seven different groups. Sporting, hound, working, terrier, toy, non-sporting, herding. So now, by the end of the group judging, we've got seven group winners. Those are the dogs that come together at the end, and that's the dog that's picked as best in show, one of those dogs.
It is a great time. If you're a dog lover and you've never been to this event, you are really missing out. You can get tickets through nds.nationaldogshow.com. Children of the three are three
free.
Free,
bring them.
Yeah, right, yeah, but keep them on a lead.
Keep them on a leash, but we want to get them indoctrinated into dogs and dog shows very quickly. Everybody should have a dog.
Well, David Fry, our guest, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it!
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so!
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Do you remember at Halloween I was telling you about there was that company that put out the blood ice cream, right, and all that stuff? Well, they're ready for Thanksgiving, right? And I got to tell you something. You go out, you can have these delivered to your house, all right, if you want them. All right, okay. Cindy, you might find this interesting. Salted caramel turkey, a Thanksgiving turkey with turkey fat and skin mixed in. These are ice creams.
Disgusting. Right? That is foul.
Right. Sweet potato casserole with maple pecans.
Okay, that one works.
Roasted cranberry sauce sorbet. I could handle that one.
Yeah. Give it a lick.
All right. And then spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie ice cream.
Sure. Yeah, the goat cheese is a little weird, but
right. If it's heavy on the pumpkin pie.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you can get a pint of each one of these shipped to you. It's a four pack. You get all four of them for $65.
Yikes.
All right.
A pint?
Yeah.
It's four pints for $65. And there is a shipping charge because they have to ship it. It has to go by air. It has to be kept cold. Great. That's an additional $50 or $60 depending upon where you live. You know what?
Good.
Just give me the turkey. It's all I want is the damn turkey, right? Okay, I got to have the sweet potatoes, too. Although this time of year we call them yams. I don't know why the name changes for Thanksgiving. The same damn thing, aren't they?
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
Cindy, we didn't even get to any of our drama yesterday of trying to get the hell out of here.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I had to drive 6 miles, and it took me an hour and 10 minutes, right? Yeah. Steve, how long a drive is that normally? How long does it normally take you?
To get home from here to Willow Grove is probably a 25-minute ride.
Right, and it took you?
I had to go to the ballpark, so it was a little bit different.
Okay, all right, that's true. So,
but then that took me 4.5 hours.
4.5 hours. All right, and Dave?
Usually Quakertown takes me about an hour. It took 4.5.
All right.
Times your normal commute by 4.
Right.
That was the most common story I heard. Yeah.
That's about it. But Dave encountered something that the rest of us, you know, we all saw the cars that were slipping and sliding all over the roadways, the front wheel drives that couldn't make it up the hill and all that stuff. But Dave saw a camel toe.
A camel toe?
There was a camel toe that was holding up traffic.
There was a camel toe that was holding up traffic.
Okay.
There's video of this. Dave has it on the JDB Show Facebook page.
I took a bold step and put it on our social media. I hope our boss doesn't mind. There is a massive camel toe happening on our Facebook page.
Well, basically, it's a guy in a van with front-wheel drive, and he's got an animal trailer behind him, right? And he had a camel inside. But to lighten the weight, right, he took the camel out, put him on a leash, held the leash from outside the passenger window so the camel wouldn't be in traffic and would be in the distress lane, right? And is literally trying to get up the hill with a camel that he was towing, hence camel toe.
Only in Bucks County. A desert animal is wandering loose in a snowstorm.
So there's video of it on the JDB Show Facebook page. You can all see it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's the editor of a national radio sports report and a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, a stand-up comedian. Right now, not necessarily the pride of Vineland, New Jersey. They're still trying to shovel out from 2 inches of snow. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this morning, the one, the only Gino Biscotti. Come on in, Gino.
Oh, who better than me to follow up a big 2 inches of disappointment yesterday?
Speaking of which, wait, aren't you working somewhere in the area next week?
Oh, well, this is a little thing in the business we call a segue job.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I am. I have my rehab this weekend. Oh, wait, Wednesday, I'll be at Summers Point at Josie Kelly's public house. Me and my co-host from my show up here in Hot Water, Aaron Berg, and Kevin Brennan will be there Wednesday night.
Kevin!
Love that grumpy bastard.
Thanksgiving, you know, when everyone's on a bender and making poor choices. Come see me and make them with me, people. Make them with me.
So, all right, now, I want you to know, because of how your record has been this year, we are really... We are really hoping that you're picking New Orleans today.
Oh, you're going to be happy to know there's no way, if you're taking the money line on this game, that you're going with the Eagles. The Eagles, speaking of huge, but they're not even the Eagles anymore. I mean, this is a team that is just snake bitten with injuries. You know, the offensive line is coming apart on us. It's got more aging holes than the Playboy Mansion. Can we say that? This team. Can we? I was told not to do any jokes about the stuff we did last week. That would be absolutely... remember, see what I did? What we are talking about here is an Eagles team that is banged up, not to be confused with the Playboy Mansion. And now they have to face... I mean, can you name a better team in the league than the Saints right now? They're the best team in the league. And as a guy that likes the Chargers, if I can just put you on hold 1 second. Thank God they got rid of Drew Brees. Thank God we got rid of him. I'm back. I was just talking to a friend out the window. I'm just yelling at homeless people. I mean, all the matchups just favor the Saints. I mean, Darby is out. Who's going to cover Michael Thomas? I mean, I think the backup to Ronald Darby, you ready for this? It was Terrence Trent Darby. Did you know that? That guy. He's just going to try and woo him with his melodic tunes. It's not going to happen. But the line on this one is going to be up to 9 by kickoff. And I know you're going to laugh at me. I'm 2-2 against the spread with the pick. I think the Eagles are going to play with a little pride.
No.
Look, the Saints are going to win, but the Eagles are going to keep this one. The Eagles are not going to lose by double digits.
And
let me tell you, if you're following my picks, there's an 18% chance I'm right about that, Joe.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Lord. Well, guys,
here's what you want to do. If anyone listening thinks this is funny, what you do is you listen after the game, and then it's hysterical. Why don't you guys go back, and I know you post it every week, and listen to my Dallas thing, how I'm just saying the Eagles are going to kill them. Why do you listen to that? It is side-splitting comedy at this point. Maybe I should start dating the Eagles because they don't give a crap about my money. Maybe I should start dating them.
Gino Visconti, once again, with us each and every week, and see him in Summers Point at Who's a Pub?
Josie Kelly's Pub. I'm telling you, the Eagles do not lose by. If you have a house, mortgage it. If you have a summer home, I live in my car. If you have a summer home, parlay that son of a. Can I say son of a bitch?
No. Please don't ever say son of a bitch on the radio again.
But you just said it. See what you did?
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The Eagles go to New Orleans. They'll play in the Superdome. The Eagles will beat the Saints and eat po' boys. Will beat their men. Their home. Their quarterback is Drew Brees. He throws the bombs with ease, but he will be a scrambling man. Down in New Orleans, now the only thing that Breeze will see. We get the win.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
He will be at the Sellersville Theater next Friday, November 30th. And tickets are available through ST94.com. He is probably one of the... Well, God, I'm going to make you seem so old, Bobby. One of the oldest comics I know. All right. One of the comics I've known the longest time. Let me put it that way. That'll be better. Bobby Collins is on the line. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, what are you doing, John? I got underwear older than you.
And actually, I should have said Bobby.
Bobby, listen to you. Listen to you. Ah, it's good to hear your voice, buddy.
You too. I got to tell you, as soon as someone mentions your name, I immediately start going, Bobby.
Right. You're a nut.
For those who don't know, there was a girlfriend that Bobby had at one time, and that's how she talked. Bobby.
Jody Levy.
Sounds delightful.
God, you remembered that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So how are things? How's the family? How's life?
Oh, things are good. I've been traveling a lot, a little too much. I just got back from Florida. You know, we're sharing the planet with a lot of different types of people. We got to start thinning out the herd. The gene pool could use some chlorine.
It's funny you said Florida right before you got on that topic.
Well, you know, people say to me, you hear people go like, wow, why is there so much problems with the election count in Florida? Hello, it's called Florida, you know, average age, dead. You know, they bought the car 3 years ago. They happened to hit the blinker. Ah, the hell with it. Leave it on. You know, they want to make a left. Let me see how far right I can go. Come on. Frightening what's going on out there.
Oh, my Lord.
And then I was in Alabama. Uh-huh. Oh, these people are not that high up on Brain Mountain. You know, you talk to them. You want to say to them, why don't you roll your head around so I can hear that marble going round and around? Oh, it's the only place. John, it's the only place in my life, and you're the first one I'm telling this because it happened last week, where I actually looked at another human being and said,
That's a nice tooth. And he thanked me. He went, thank you very much. And spit on me. They don't know, you know. It's scary what's happening out there in the country. It's scary.
Oh, God. But at home, everything's okay? How's the heart of kids? What's going on?
You know, my wife's Italian from Italy. Hairy. Hairy woman. Jesus. We vacuum a lot. People think we have cats. The kids are good. You know, I got to tell you, all your listeners who's ever got kids out there, listen up. They're going to come back and move in with you. And people go, no, we didn't do that. Oh, no. They're packing as we're speaking. I have a 27-year-old daughter. She moved in with a guy in California.
Right.
8 months. The guy dumped her. She came home. I know. My wife was on a chair with a rope. Bobby, kick the chair. Kick the chair. I go, I can't. I got a gun in my mouth. Don't come home. Get out of here. I'll see you at Christmas. Come on. What are you people, crazy? I know. They don't get it. They just don't get it.
Oh, my God.
These kids and the girls, these young girls. I'm seeing it around the country. Turn the television off. These young, pretty girls, they got these big butts. I go, they're trying to, they think it's fashionable. They're trying to emulate Nicki Minaj, Kim Kardashian. When you and I were kids, we called that fat ass.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, there's Mary. Nice girl. Fat ass. If you put that on your head, that's a sombrero. That's what's happening out there. A kid got on the plane, sat down next to me, metal all over his face. All over. Little things of metal. 12 rings going across his eyebrows. He looks at me. I look at him. I said, you ought to put a shower curtain up there. Frightening. That's right.
I can deal with the tattoos, but the piercings, just like, really? You needed basketball hoops in your ears?
I know. So I'm on the train. The kid next to me, solid, jam, trained. His head so close to mine. I look at him. He's got wheels in his ears. And I'm staring at him at little stagecoach wheels in his ears. And he looks at me. He goes, what? I said, you got wheels in your ears. He goes, you like them? I go, sir, you have wheels in your ears. And he had a sports jacket on. I go, where you going? He goes, I'm going on a job interview. I said, watch my lips. You're not going to get the job. He goes, why not? You got wheels in your ears. He goes, should I take them out? No, then it looks like you're melting. This is what's happening out there.
Bobby Collins is appearing next Friday, November 30th, at the Sellersville Theater. Tickets are available through st94.com. Bobby, it is always a pleasure. I want to see your face in this studio.
I'll be there. I promise. I will make it there sooner or later. I get too many theaters. It's 51 theaters this year.
Oh, my God.
But I look forward to it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.